We're very very pleased and honored to welcome Father Martin Smay, who's still doing his due diligence for his talk. He takes it very seriously, which is Father. I've known Father Martin Smay since 2008. We met here at the Newman Center. I was a freshman. Father Martin Smay was a sophomore. And we bonded because on Thursday evenings, I think it was around 7 p.m., we had a holy hour here offered every week by Deacon Joe. And we loved it because Deacon Joe did the whole holy hour in Latin. And I remember, and so each week we'd go to this holy hour. And afterward, sometimes there'd be a bunch of people there. Sometimes there wouldn't. Sometimes it'd be just me and this other man here. And after we'd get out of the holy hour, we would talk and we got to know each other. And we realized we had a lot of similar interests. And we even talked and joked about being priests one day. Well, Father Martin, so I ended up at the end of my school year, ended up transferring to Franciscan University of Steubenville. But when I left, Father Martin was the one friend who I really felt I wanted to stay in contact with. I mean, we had bonded. And we did. We talked throughout the different, over the next few years of college. He came up with the Newman Club one time to Steubenville, I remember. Anyway, we stayed in contact. And then when I was a senior, he entered and became a minor outside of Pittsburgh. So he had graduated. I was a senior in college. We began talking and kept in really contact because we both contacted each other because we had talked 4 years ago about being a priest, and now we both happen to be seriously thinking about entering the seminary. So because I'm holier, I applied first and was accepted first, right? Humility is my greatest attribute, right? So I was accepted to the seminary at the beginning of the summer. It was actually on Divine Mercy Sunday of 2012. And so I entered into the seminary program. You came in at the end of the summer. Anyway, we entered seminary together, the same seminary, Mount St. Mary's Seminary. And we spent 2 years of seminary together. And then because Father Martin Smay is very, very smart, he was asked by the bishop to study in Rome. And so he went off to Rome, and he was studying. And he got his STB there, Bachelor's of Sacred Theology, and then he came back, was ordained in 2018, a priest of Jesus Christ, and I was very honored to be. I was the MC for that ordination, so it was my job to make sure it was valid, right? And so he even told me, he goes, make sure it's valid, and so I said, okay. And then you were going to go back to finish, going to study canon law to be a canon lawyer. With his prudence, Archbishop Laurie asked Father Martin to stay back, and because we needed priests here. So he's been at St. Mike's and St. Michael's in Wheeling ever since. But I'm very honored because Father Martin Smay, is my best, my best priest friend in the diocese. We're very grateful for him to be here, where you'll see our similarities, but you'll also see how we differ. Okay, all right. So with that, let's introduce Father Martin Smay.